This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Wrong Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to dive into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
And I magnify the name of the Lord. The Lord my rock, in him I hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Truly God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Can I say that again? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on and let the church shout hallelujah. Let me just take this time out to give each and every one a hearty greeting. Greetings to our listeners that are tuning in on today. Amen. God is an awesome God, and I just want to glorify him. Now just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it is good to be in the house of the Lord. And for those of you that are listening by way of the airwave, call somebody and let them know that this is the day that the Lord has made. It is time to rejoice and be glad. Come on and shout hallelujah. The God that we serve is alive and well. He's Alpha, he's Omega, he's the beginning, and he's the end. Come on and shout hallelujah. Come on and shout hallelujah. I want to bring you a quick word on today. And the word is entitled, The Signs of His Coming. How many of you know that he's coming again? Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, the Lord is coming again. Come on, turn to somebody else and say, the Lord is coming again. He came once before. He stepped down from his throne and he stepped into the womb of a virgin. Oh, somebody bless God. And he stayed there for 9 months. Then he came to the birth. He grew up and they seek to crucify him. Tell somebody, I'm so glad that he had me on his mind. He took the time. And he died for my sin. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. And he told his disciples, after he was dead, buried, and risen, he said, I will return. I will come again. I wish somebody would praise God. You see, there was a time when his disciples thought that he would have been impressed with the beauty of the kingdom, amen. The beauty of the synagogue, yes. The beauty of the temple. And when they noticed that it didn't faze him, his disciples said to him, we're in the book of St. Matthew 24. His disciples said to him, Master, can I paraphrase? I noticed you haven't even taken a look at all the precious stones. Look at the wonder. Hello, somebody. Let me explain this to you. This temple that they were so excited about, this was not even Solomon's temple. This was a replica of Solomon's temple. Are you with me? Jesus took a look and he said to his disciples, all this that you're excited about, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be falling down. He looked at them and he let them know, I can tear this temple down and build it up in 3 days. They had no idea that he was not talking about the physical temple. Holy God, he was talking about himself. Not your neighbor and said, he is a temple. Holy God. He said, I have the power to tear this temple down and build it up in 3 days. He died. He laid in a grave for 3 days and three nights. And then he rose up. Somebody shout triumphantly. Hallelujah, thine the glory. He rose up triumphantly. But after he said those words to his disciples, they were very smart to know that there are some things, there are some questions you don't ask in public. Come on now. They waited. Let's get to verse 3 of St. Matthew chapter 24. The verse 3 said, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives. Hallelujah. The disciples came unto him privately, yes, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? Listen. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? I know that you're coming back again. Tell somebody, he's coming back again. What is the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered, and he said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. I said, I wish somebody would praise God. I said, I wish somebody would praise God. I said, I wish somebody would praise God. The key is that it is possible for you to be deceived. Hence, Jesus gave a specific warning. You want to know when I'm coming back? Be careful. Let me break that down to you. Be careful lest I return and you don't get to go with me. Don't be deceived. And I know that there are a lot of Christians in the world, and a lot of Christians are being deceived. Can I tell the truth? Jesus came, and the word of the Lord says, he entered into the synagogue every Sabbath day. Now, not your neighbor and said, what part of that don't you understand? Not just every Sabbath day. The word of the Lord says it was his custom. Now, what is a custom? Custom is something that you do repetitively. Constantly, it is your practice. And he stood up in the synagogue every Sabbath day for to read the word of God. After he was dead, buried, and resurrected, his disciples also kept the Sabbath. Hello? Now, I want you to find out whether you've been deceived or not. If he kept the Sabbath and his disciples kept the Sabbath, so why do we have so many Christians today that don't keep the Sabbath? For those of you that are listening to me today by ear of the earwave, go to your computer. You have a smartphone. Just plug in who changed the Sabbath day. Just like that. And you will know. Did he not say, let no man deceive you? Come on and shout amen. And so today, we have people going around and you choose a day. Listen, every day we are to worship God. But there is a specific day, there's a specific commandment to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Somebody shout, holy convocation. Now, if God didn't change it, who dare that man that change it? Not your neighbor and said, I will not be deceived. So what, Lord, shall be the sign of your coming? Number one, don't be deceived. Let nobody fool you. Hello? Anybody out there? Verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying that I am the Christ. Not your neighbor and say, what shall be the signs of his coming? As far as I can remember, I believe so far, as far as I can remember, about 4 different persons that decree to be the Son of God. Hello? One is, I believe there is one existing one that I saw lately. Some of them that profess to be the Son of God is already dead, and they have arisen. Many shall say that I am the Christ. Don't be deceived. Don't believe. There was one Christ, and he was crucified. He told us that, and the third day he will rise again. Not your neighbor, and said he rose. Verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now let me explain this to you. Some of us are so troubled every time that we understand that somebody get killed. We do understand about the movement in America. Blacks against white. White against blacks. White killing blacks. Blacks killing white. It's amazing. The black police say that they are afraid when they are not in their uniform. Then if you are afraid, what shall the regular citizen do? Hello? And America is in turmoil even as we speak. Even as I speak to you today, there are people that are protesting and people that are plotting to do evil, thinking that they can fight for themselves. But God says that the word of the Lord says that when you hear about rumors of war, that you should not be troubled. I'm black and I'm not afraid of the police. When I say that I am not afraid of the police, does not mean that if the police stops me, I'm going to argue with them. Because he is the law, he or she, they represent the law. Come on. And if you are predestined to be killed by the gun, the knife can't kill you. And I don't believe I was predestined to be murdered by any police. Hello? And I don't have any record, so I don't have to be afraid of the police. Hello? Now, when the word of the Lord spoke about this, he said that, you know, in the end, that children shall be against parents. I just heard on the news how a young man shot his father. Asked somebody, what shall be the sign of his coming? What shall be the signs of his coming? Bear in mind that when Jesus was speaking these words to his disciples, we're talking about over 2,000 years ago. Now, not your neighbor, ask your neighbor, how close then are we? Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. See that ye be not troubled. So how come some of us are shaking in our shoes? How come we are afraid? He told them, when you see these things, the end is still not yet. Listen, verse 7. For a nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Listen to verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Now, not a neighbor and said, sorrow has begun a long time ago. I'm talking today about the signs of his coming. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Listen, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Boy, I tell you, you know how I feel about prophets. Because it's as though every second Christian person you meet is a prophet. And everybody has direction for your life. Nudge your neighbor and say, don't be deceived. They know who you are supposed to marry. They know who you're supposed to divorce. Messing up people's lives. Be careful how you're too hungry for a word. Amen. Yeah, amen. Watch out. Many false prophets shall rise, and guess what? They shall deceive many. Many preachers. We're talking about people who are professing to be Christians. Amen. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You ask me what's wrong with America? Iniquity abound. Amen. Why so many killings? Iniquity abound. And love have gone cold. Where there is love, there is no racism. Where there is love, there is no killing. Where there is love, there is no color. And where there is love, the truth prevail. Come on, somebody, and lift up your God. Come on and lift up your God. Come on and lift up your God. And so we sympathize with those that have lost loved ones. Because let me tell you something. You'll never know what true hurt is until someone massacre one of your family member. Come on, somebody, and bless God. But I love the word of God. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, nudge your neighbor, tell your neighbor, endure. Don't get caught up in the hatred and strive. I heard someone says that if you are saying that Black Lives Matter, that's racism. But as a believer, we really have to say that all lives matter. No, that is the truth. Black lives matter. White lives matter. Hello? Somebody shout, all lives matter. All lives matter. Endure to the end, and you shall be saved. So nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor, don't get caught up. Don't be deceived. This is verse 14. The word says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Hello? The day that the gospel has gotten to every nation, the end will come. Nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor, we are living in the end time. Call a friend and tell your friend, we are living in the end time. The coming of the master draweth nigh. When you see all these things, look up for your redemption, draweth nigh. What is happening? What is happening is that the master is on his way back. Amen. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. That's right. Well, you better see. And the devil is going about seeking all those that he can devour. Yes. If you find yourself hating your neighbor, you better ask the question, who is in control of you? Amen. Verse 15, when he therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor what is happening is an abomination. Great desolation has come upon the people, has come upon our cities, has come upon our country. Yes, amen. He said, when he therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Let me explain this to you. The church should be packed and running over because we're living in the end time of desolation and abomination. The coming of the master is at hand. Now what have we read in the book of Daniel? In the book of Daniel, we were told of the four kingdoms. Hello? Guess what? We are now in the last kingdom. We are living in the kingdom of Rome. Hello? And let me explain this to you. The word of the Lord says that all of these kingdoms shall be fallen. I have news for you. Rome has already fallen. This is how close we are to the coming of the Messiah. Rome is a kingdom that is made up out of iron and clay. It is the strongest kingdom. But guess what? Because the kingdom has fallen, the only thing that is holding up the kingdom is the toes, the part that is sitting on the ground. Are you listening to me? There is not much strength left. And that's why we are massacring each other. It is time to quit because the master is on his way back. Now the question is, if today should be the rapture, would you be caught up? Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, would you be caught up? Are you going to be there with your wedding garments on? Are you going to meet the Lord? Hello? Your garment must be spotless. What is the garment? The garment is your heart. Your heart must be pure. Your heart must possess love. You can't love that one and then you hate the other. You won't go there. The word of the Lord said that we should pray. I love verse 20. He said, but pray that your flight be not in the winter time. Tell somebody there's going to be a running. And pray that neither on the Sabbath day. Hello? Because if you're running on the Sabbath, you won't be able to take much with you now, would you? Because the word of the Lord said you shouldn't bear any burden on the Sabbath day. That's why he said, pray that it don't be in the winter when it's cold and you won't be able to make it but thus far. And pray that this dreadful time of great persecution and tribulation don't come upon you on the Sabbath day. Now, it won't matter to some of us whether it's Sabbath, Sunday, or Monday, but it does matter to our God. I wish somebody would praise God. Because you know these days when you talk about the Sabbath day, people tell you, well, you know, any day, you can make any day your Sabbath day. And then some of us are so hypocritical, then we tell the people that, well, you know, I've heard prominent preachers says that, I know that the Sabbath is right. We just choose to open our doors on Sunday. And I do keep the Sabbath. I've heard it. I keep the Sabbath from sunset Friday evening to sundown Saturday evening. But I choose to worship on Sunday. Double standard. Honor the word of God by all means. Whatever it costs, honor God. We're living in a perilous time and the signs are foretelling all over the world. And Yahshua is coming back for a people. A people that has kept his commandments. A people that understand his word. A people that believe him. Come on and shout amen. Come on and shout amen. And what I love about God is that he don't care about your past. He don't care if you was a prostitute. He don't care if you was a whoremonger. As long as you believe that he is God and humble yourself and turn from your wicked ways. He said, I will heal your land. I will heal your land. If my people that are called by my name, if they would just humble themselves, oh, if they would just pray. Oh, if America would just humble herself. Oh, if America would just pray. Oh, if America would just turn. We are calling for the preachers to pray. And we should pray. But after prayer, there needs to be a turning. The church needs to humble herself and pray and turn. America needs to humble herself, pray and turn. So that God can heal our lands. Because when God heals our lands, we'll no longer see black and white. We'll see people. We'll just see people. Come on, somebody, and praise God. We'll see people. We'll see people. And justice will prevail. Oh, I wish somebody would magnify God. I wish somebody would magnify God. I wish somebody would magnify God. So what am I saying to you today? I'm saying to you that the king is coming. The king is coming. I can hear the trumpet sounding. Hallelujah. And now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming. Hallelujah. Oh, the King is coming. Praise God. He's coming for me. Come on, nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor he's coming for me. The King is coming. Oh, the King is coming. I can hear the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming. Oh, the King is coming. Praise God. He's coming for me. Listen, this is what is happening. The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time for harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labor. Hallelujah. In the courtroom, no debate. Earth and is all suspended as the King comes in the gate. Oh, the King, hallelujah, is coming. Oh God, the King is coming. I can hear the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. Praise God. He's coming.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed.